feeling like, oh gosh, I shared last month at the convention, so I don't want to be redundant. And so if any of you were at the convention, I know some of you were, I will do my best to be fresh here tonight. But the thing is, what I've learned is a couple things. One is the OA promise, always to extend the hand and heart of OA to all who share my compulsion. For this, I am responsible. So I'm responsible to carry the message, and I take that very seriously. So whenever I can, if I can, I do it. It's not a matter of whether I want to or not. I will do it. But I do want to. I'm grateful to be here tonight. And I specifically was very interested in speaking here tonight because I do absolutely have an attitude of gratitude. And that has not always been the case, but I feel very, very grateful today. So just very glad to be with y'all. So I'm gonna kind of just say that I officially have earned my seat. I have gone through many things with the disease of compulsive eating, hospitalizations, many of the props that we use, be it bulimia. So I was into Ipecac as a kid and laxatives, and I quickly segued into compulsive binge eating. And that was pretty much where I stayed. So I kind of cycled through, and a bit of anorexia in there. Compulsive exercise has also been my constant companion. So have many, many aspects of this disease. So when I got here, I want to say officially, I had an initial stint in, I think it was like 1991, where I did a more formalized version of our program. I just kind of took it like a diet, and I didn't do any step work. I did have a sponsor, but my sponsor pretty much focused on the food, which is all fine and good, whatever works for you. But it didn't work for me. And so I left pretty quickly. And fast forward 15-ish years, and my life ended up kind of hitting a wall through multiple things that happened in my life. I will share them. I've shared them before only because they were pretty significant, and I want to say that it almost probably wouldn't have mattered as much of a down and dirty compulsive eater, binge eater as I was. I think I would have hit a very hard bottom regardless, but I did come from an alcoholic home, and I did have alcoholic parents. My mother died of alcoholism, my dad died of suicide, and then my brother died of suicide. So those, my brother and my dad, were very close together in their suicides. And I got divorced also right the same year that my brother died. And kind of, it just everything kind of hit a wall. And I ended up going into my last inpatient treatment in California. And at that point was very desperate. I was very, very desperate because I could no longer do life. I did not feel like all the things that had gotten me through before were working, like all the stuff like, well, I'll just go back to the compulsive exercise, or I'll go back to the, pay and weigh, or I'll do, whatever diet of the week. Like I knew enough to know that that wasn't gonna do it. And so this inpatient treatment was critical in that it got me back in, and I really should again say kind of initially almost with OA, because I really didn't get it. I didn't understand what it was all about. But I fell in with a crowd, and where I didn't take a sponsor right away, About a year in, I had met the right people and I ended up falling into a big book study. And that big book study is what changed my life. So I was dying and desperate. That was important. That was an important part of the equation. And I had now a solution. So, this solution I did not realize, like many things in my life, I've kind of fallen into them, didn't really give a whole lot of thought to, like, okay, like going to college and all these things. I was a like triple college dropout. Everything was whimsical to me. My first marriage was whimsical. I'm just, oh, it's time to get married. Let's just do that. And so this big book study was very critical, but I didn't know it. And I am so grateful that I had nowhere else to go and nothing else to do. It was the last house on the block. And so therefore I worked it like my life depended on it because it did. And I was, yeah, I ended up somehow managing to get through this 9 month big book study, which I never thought I would. And it was one of those like, well, once I get done with these steps, but I think I realized by the end of the night, this is why it was very critical for me to be a 9 month big book study, because I think if it had been any faster, I would have gotten some bright idea and I would have gone on to the next thing or thought that there was something else, even though it wouldn't have lasted. I would have quickly, crashed and burned and would have had to start all over again. So there was something inside of me that knew this was the time, this was the place. And so I've never left since then. That was 2005. And I'm so grateful. I have immense gratitude, and I wanted to share a little bit about just kind of what the steps have meant to me. And hopefully I will have enough time. Just kind of some key thoughts for the step work. Step one, being powerlessness. Yep, had pretty much nailed that one. I was powerless. And so really no question about that one. Didn't really have to get, too thoughtful about it. But I also recognized in walking in the door that I could identify in with people. Like I wasn't the craziest person in the room, and that felt really good. I was really grateful to have just people that understood. And step two, came to believe in a power greater than myself. So not religious, never was, still am not. But I knew that there was something out there, and I couldn't tell you specifically what it was, and I still can't. But I knew that there was a better way. I knew that I couldn't do it anymore. I knew I couldn't do it anymore. And I knew because of my family that I wasn't going to kind of take another way out of this world, because I knew that wasn't a solution either. And so it was kind of like this was the next, again, the last house on the block. So I'm going to trust on this one. I'm going to have faith on this step two thing. But I also needed power. So there, yeah, power is what I needed. And so that sounded good too. Three, step three is where I really identified in, made a decision. So about 3 years into this deal, I decided that, so made it through the 9 months, started sponsoring, food was progressively getting better. Not perfect, but it was progressively better. And I had decided that I needed to start an OA meeting. That's just what I needed to do. And so, kind of high and low to try to find a place, finally did, and started this meeting that, I kid you not, higher power presented to me on the same street that I lived. And which is good because my higher power knows that I need things to be convenient. And so I started this meeting, and right before after I started this meeting, so I started the meeting in June. I met my current husband. This is 2009, a month afterwards. And something about that combination, 3 years of step work, meeting this person, and I ended up deciding, decision time, that it no longer made sense for me to compulsively exercise or compulsively eat, and do this deal. Like, it just didn't make sense anymore. And so that's when I got abstinent. It was, oh, I can't remember exact date, but it was right in that range. And so I had about 4 years of abstinence, and then I had a brief insanity in for 5 hours. This was 12 and a half years ago. I literally had a 5 hour relapse. And I knew that I wasn't going to continue on with it because it was just dumb. I knew that I had been down that road so many times. I had enough abstinence, enough recovery, enough meetings, enough that I knew that I had to keep going. So anyway, I kind of fast forwarded a little bit. I want to go back to the step work. So I made this decision, and that was critical. It's like jumping into the deep end of the pool, right? You know, like you make that decision. And then step four is the work. So step four for me was, ugh, I hate writing. I'm not a fan of following directions. There was no part of it that I liked. Just no. But it's part of the process. So, you know, that's what we're gonna do. Again, not really part of this deal, what I like to do, because, you know, not very many things that I like to do. Especially around effort. But I just, you know, grinned and bared it, and got through it. So lot of truly what was also helpful for me was the process that I went through in this 9 month big book study is I only had so much time to do it. I had a week to do this, a week to do that, and it was pretty much like within 5 weeks, I am giving my fifth step. And it was scheduled, and it was happening. So you better get it done. And it was a really good thing because my higher power arranged it to where I wasn't working at the time. And that's what I needed because, again, the writing felt like a lot of work in of itself. I don't, Norma, how much time do I have left?
Forty-six seconds.
And then I have 5 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. So got through that. Step six, well, actually, let me go back to step five. Took responsibility. So what I really appreciate and what I love going through the fifth step with other people is it's an opportunity to see my part. What was my part? What did I do to get the ball rolling? How do I perpetuate things? How do I make things worse? How do I always want to be right? You know, there are things that happen in this life that I didn't create, but it is all my happiness and how helpful I am to others is based on how I receive that information and what I do with it. And that is my choice. And so I really appreciated doing many, many four steps and fifth steps over the years because it has been pounded into my head that I always have to look at my part in things. So if I'm disturbed, it starts with me. It's always my choice. So step six is really just seeing how, again, that I need to change. How I show up in relationships, what are my behavior patterns? Looking to very, again, I believe in the whole idea that I'm given, the good and the bad, right? Like, so I have a character def character, whatever you want to call them, characteristics that can be used for good or bad. And I need to be aware of that and be willing to look at my stuff. Step seven, that I need to accept my higher power's timing as far as when that those things happen, like in terms of change takes time. And I just have to be willing, just don't leave, right? Like, don't leave. Do the work to the best of your ability and change does happen, and I have witnessed that in my time in OA, and it's a beautiful thing. Step eight, see where I was wrong. Step nine, I call that rubber meets the road. You gotta show up and do those amends. Oh man, I have done some painful ones, but all necessary because I need a regular ass kicking when it comes to humility and repetition, step 10, over and over and over and over again. Again, I need to see my part. Step 11, see God, higher power in everything and everyone. Who I talk to, what I hear, where I go, what I read, the meetings I go to. Everywhere. My higher power is everywhere. And I have never been a great prayer. I have never been a good meditator, but I have always gotten really strong messages from my higher power, and my higher power knows how to work with me, comes to me on my level, and I am so appreciative of that. Step 12, and again, I mentioned the OA prom promises, not promises, but the responsibility pledge. For this, I am responsible. So, step 12 is part of the step work. Sponsoring is not a if I want to. And that's really where I learn is working with other people. So, it would not to be missed, right? Like, not to be missed. It's such a joy. But yeah. So I feel like I'm probably getting towards the end, but I just want to say that recently diagnosed with cancer myself last year, was kind of a shitty thing, but I will tell you that it has brought God to me in all new ways, and now I've got a couple opportunities to start new meetings for with cancer uppermost of interest in these meetings, one in person and one online. I would welcome anyone who is in that boat, would like to do some service and maybe join me in helping to support a new meeting in 2026. But other than that, I think I will close with that. So, thank you so much for asking me. I really appreciated being here tonight, and I wish everyone a beautiful holiday.